Are you just hearing voices, or are you receiving messages? As you begin your journey and you start to connect with your guides, your angelic team, and beings around you, you will start to question your own sanity and wondering if this is real. As you begin to journal, tune into your intuition, you'll hear a higher level of consciousness. Sometimes it'll sound like your own voice, and you'll feel as though you are communicating with someone else. But then at times you may actually go through this portion where you're doubting. And what's happening is your ego, your set mind, which has facilitated you throughout the years in guiding you throughout your life, keeping you safe from harm and bringing you to wherever you are now in life, is protecting you. And it's creating signals to your mind to say, this isn't right, this doesn't seem okay, because our eyes aren't seeing, the eyes haven't received a signal, it hasn't seen a person, the ears hasn't received a signal. There's not a physical object or person, place, or thing to create that sound that you're hearing. And as a result, it rejects every fiber of your experience. And you go through this hurdle in between transitioning or blending the dualities from one side to the next, okay? So the first side would be when who you are and who you have become all the way up until you start to ascend. As you start to go through your ascension, there is this in-between phase. Now, this is the in-between phase a lot of us are leery of. It's the part a lot of people crumble and go back to the old side because it gets too hard. And then there's the ones that actually continue through this and they ascend masterfully through that to get to the oneness, okay? But this in-between phase, when you're receiving information and you're processing things, it can be overwhelming. And because it's something that you're having a hard time overcoming, and you've also been in the habit of receiving information from other people, whether you're reading a book, listening to a friend's insight, going to a convention and hearing someone speak, receiving training on the job, all of this has been trained mentally for you to receive information from someone else, from another human being. And here, when you're going through your spiritual process, everything's coming in through your own sovereign spiritual being, which is a huge difference than listening to someone else's human being, okay? So the key with your development is to trust the process, trust what you are receiving, and believe what is true. How you'll know if it's true is when you take a step back and you go back to read, or you go back to listen to your tapes, or reflect back on an experience, and you realize and you see the positivity in the message. Okay, some of the messages may be something that needs to correct you, and you may not feel that's a positive message because you're not ready to make that change. But when you see that all it needs is a change, then start looking within yourself to make that decision to let that thing go, whether it's anxiety, a thought, food, whatever the case may be, and release it from your energetic field to switch and make the decision to move on a different path. Okay? And that's where the transitions come in, because you might not want to hear you have to let go of your job, or make certain decisions. But if you don't make these changes, then you'll never overcome and up level to where you want to be. Okay. So the messages that you're receiving, the things, the insight that you're having a tug at, it may come in multiple waves and it may be difficult for you to discern, but that's where the meditation comes in. That's where calming your mind comes in. So that way you can really listen to what you're receiving and stay away or discern away from the negative ones that may create harm and more negativity into your life, and focusing more onto the positives and the ones of greater insight. Because when you're going through this, the mind will torture you if you allow it, okay? It will tell you that this isn't real. Who are you to be receiving this information? Who do you think you are? What about all these mistakes that you made? And then you'll have memories of other things that you may have did wrong. You'll look at people that are successful and think, oh, well, I'm not this person. I couldn't make these decisions because who am I to do that? It's not like I've accomplished this, or that. And you'll start to tear yourself down. And that is the ego. That's how the ego really sabotages your mind, sabotages your well-being, and really creates this lie that you start to believe, okay? And it will really manifest into your life in a way where it can cripple you from making those tough decisions that can really transform your life, all right? So as you're growing, as you're writing, as you're receiving, allow yourself the time in your day to reflect on what you're receiving. Reflect on your actions. Start to draw awareness to your life on where these patterns are projecting into your life. And as you start to see where they're projecting in your life, you'll start to be able to identify what is really wrong or in your current actions that's creating the obstacles that you have now. Okay? And that's key for growth, because if you can't know what you're doing wrong, you can't get rid of it, first off, and then you can't make a change to do something different, you know? I strongly believe a lot of us do a lot of the things that we do because that's what we know best, you know? I don't think a lot of folks deliberately do what's wrong intentionally. There are some that don't do it, so we won't be oblivious to that. But I'm referring to everyday living and being, okay? So if you have a way of knowing how to actually access this new positive life, not just saying, oh, I know I should be this certain way, but a lot of times we know we should be a certain way, but we don't know what inside of us is blocking us from getting there. And identifying that is what is how this receiving of messages is important, okay? Because that's how you really connect with your sovereign being and you allow yourself to see from within what things are holding you back, what things are mentally stopping you, what experience created a rift for you that it may not even be on your conscious mind of thinking, but it's present within your energetic field to contain you in this paradigm of entrapment, okay? And you're feeling stuck and living in a mindset of fear because there is a blockage, most likely emotional, that has created this obstacle in your life, okay? And this obstacle can be released once you start connecting, okay? And That's how you know you should trust it, because when you start receiving the answers that are telling you, let go of this, release that, move forward, trust in love, trust in light, forgive, surrender, learn to have compassion, be a friend for someone today. Those are all positive things, messages of love, messages of guidance, messages of pulling you up. If you're hearing anything that makes you feel as though you want to commit suicide, take out your own life, that is your ego, your mind, that's trying to run you rampant because it's scared of the fear. It's scared of the fear. Okay, once you can identify that this is fear-based thinking, we know this is wrong, okay? So that's when the meditation comes in, and that's when you actively use your mind to get rid of that thought, you know? So you take the strength of not feeding the thought by focusing on it, and don't focus on not thinking about it, because if you focus on not thinking about it, you're only going to think about it more. So what you got to do is focus on your breathing. Hence the meditation, because it takes your mind off of that one thought that you don't want to think about, that you're going to think about, that you don't want to think about, but you keep thinking about. And it will allow you to focus on your breath. Okay. And focusing on your breath will change your focus from one thing to another. Then B, the deep breathing by focusing on your breath. B, the deep breathing will help relax you and take you into a better state of mind. Okay? So by changing your state of mind, you remove yourself from that thought process. You remove yourself from that train derailment you're about to put yourself on. You pull yourself out of the anxiety. You start to relax your mind, your body, and you begin to allow to connect yourself to your spirit, and which is your sovereign being. And here is where you'll get your answers. Here is where you'll feel the peace and connectivity. Okay? And that's where you want to be. Now, there are times it may be challenging, depending how ramped up you are, how negative you're feeling, how down in the pits you could be at that crucial breaking point, and you might need help at that time, okay? You might need to call a lifeline. You might need support to pull you up out of that, because the meditation on your own is not working. If that is the case, then call the right people, follow your intuition to pull yourself out. Allowing yourself to go into the abyss of suicide or depression, pills, drugs, drinking, abuse, beating on someone is not the answer for you. That is not where you want to be. The consequences to any of those actions will far outweigh any good that can come if you do the right thing, which is calling on that lifeline or going within for peace and releasing the anger from your system. Okay, a lot of anger is usually stored in the liver. So finding ways to meditate and releasing those toxins, that emotional strain out of your system, okay, is the key for you to get out of this, all right? If you go down the other paths, then it will take you down further and it'll be harder for you to get up. It doesn't mean you can't get up, but it'll be harder. Even if you succeed with the suicide, I've seen the spirits on the other end. It doesn't make your life easier. And if you fail, a lot of times folks worry about that and succeeding and feeling better, but sometimes you fail at that and then you're worse off and you're still here. than what you were the first time. So the key is not to allow your mind to take you down that path of resistance and feeling fear, because that resistance and feeling fear will really bring you to a low level vibration, and it will have you in that thought pattern. And I speak about this because these are all real things you go through as you ascend. When they say reborn, it means just that. It means reborn. And there is a dying process, and the death process doesn't have to be a physical death, but it's a mental and emotional death. And unless you fight through that in the ways that I'm speaking about now, by surrendering, going within, asking for that help, you can physically die instead. Okay? And you don't have to physically die to get through this ascension process. Although the mental and emotional stresses can make you feel like you need to die, if you really trust and believe in the process, you can pull yourself into a greater light, that greater part of life, that energetic that has no boundaries, that brings you to the life of nothingness, and you can feel that level of love, clear abyss of divine healing. And that is real. And you won't need a drug to get that feeling, to get that high. You won't need a bottle or a smoke to get you there. And you're not crazy for the times you've had these euphoric feelings before. Because if you're listening to this and you've gone down these paths, you've had this level of euphoria, but somehow, somewhere, someone dimmed your light and you got to the point of self-destruction. The self-doubting, self-sabotaging because of these people. And they've taken your power. And here is where you are being told that you are your own light and you can trust within your own power. And these messages that you're receiving are all clear, concise things from your sovereign being. As you're transitioning, as a reminder, you might see some things that doesn't seem right. Go clear your space, clear, take a, one thing that you can do is taking a bath, an energetic bath, clean tub, don't need to put anything in there, maybe some salt. And you can, don't go in there to clean your physical body like a bath, but you go in there to clear off your energy, or having the shower run across down you. And visualizing things leaving you, leaving your leaving all negative energy just being washed down the drain. Okay, those are some things that you can do to help you through this process, because the transition of going from duality to oneness is a real thing, and there is going to be a dual phase where your mind feels like it's speaking two different languages, one saying positive things, one saying negative things, one seems like reality. You need to be realistic. You need to focus on this. You need to do this. That doesn't make sense. Let's be logical here. Those are all things your mind will say to you and will keep you stuck and complacent. And then there's the other things your mind will say, which will bring you to. May not sound logical, it may not make any sense at all, but if you follow the yellow brick road, you will find that breakthrough you're looking for and the clarity that you seek. Okay, so this is Keisha Martin. I am your energetic healer and spiritual coach, here to give you guidance on all the things that you need. And I hope this message finds you well. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. Thank you and have a great day.